I would like you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, but also I'd like to thank you for supporting the Gideons and allowing us to meet, having our monthly camp meetings here in your fellowship hall. And along with that, I'd like to extend to you an open invitation to join with us. We meet on the third Tuesday, normally every third Tuesday of the month, and at our camp meetings we have a dinner together and then a time of a little bit of business and instruction from the Gideons. And if you are interested, we'd love to have you come and join us for that time. You can let Keith or Jill know, and so we can plan for the meal. And we have a good time of fellowship together. And like I said, a time of instruction also. Also, I've been informed that you've already taken an offering, and we do appreciate your support of the Gideons in that way. Your church has been very generous in supporting the Gideons financially and being able to purchase Bibles with those funds. We surely do appreciate all that you do for us and appreciate your prayers for us. I want to begin this morning by reading a few verses of Scripture. Then I'll be telling you a little bit about the Gideon ministry, what we do. And then, as Darren mentioned, at the close of the service, I want to show you a DVD. It was a testimony of a young Muslim boy who found Christ as his Savior and is now in the ministry. And I'm sure you'll be blessed by that testimony. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, follow along with me. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your precious word. May you bless the reading of your word. Lord, I just ask that you, for your help during this time, to help to articulate what you've laid on my heart, Lord, that you might be honored and glorified. As we commit this time to you, in Jesus' name, amen. There are many truths here, precious truths in this passage. It is not only a blessing, but a challenge to me. But I want to focus just on primarily on one verse, and that is verse 18, and it says there, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Now, that I want to focus on that word reconcile. Now, that's not a word that we use a lot in our everyday language, but if you think about as the months roll around and you you get your statement from the bank and you take your checkbook there and you attempt to reconcile your balance in the checkbook with what the bank says, you know, and when it comes out to the penny, isn't that a wonderful feeling? So that word can refer to monetary things. But I looked into vines, and as it pertains to man and to God, Scripture uses this word reconcile. And Vines Dictionary defines it in this way, if I may read that to you. Well, Reconcile properly denotes to change or exchange, especially of money. Hence, a person is to change from enmity or enemies to friendship, or to reconcile. With regard to the relationship between God and man, the use of this in connected words shows that primarily reconciliation is that God accomplishes exercising his grace towards sinful man on the ground of the death of Christ in the propitiatory sacrifice under the judgment due to sin. By reason of this, men in their sinful condition and alienation from God are invited to be reconciled to him. That is to say, to change their attitude and accept the provision God has made. Thereby their sins can be remitted and they themselves be justified in his sight in Christ. No, there's nothing we can do to wash away our sin, but what a precious truth that God desires to reconcile us to himself. God, a holy, righteous, and all-knowing God, wants to reconcile us. So everyone that has truly accepted Christ as their Savior today is reconciled to God, and we have 1 John 1:9 to keep us up to date in that relationship to God. What a precious truth that is. What a humbling thing that is, that as he goes on in that verse, looking back at verse 18 there, it says, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And then the second part of that verse says, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, when I think of that, God in his miraculous power and wisdom and knowledge and created all things, and that yet he wants to use us, sinful men, to carry out this process of reconciling man to himself. He wants to use us. You know, and I think in my own life, we go about this, most of the time we go about our day, you know, burdened down with the cares of this world, rather than relishing in the joy that we have because we are in Christ and that relationship we have with him. And that, are we always ready to give a witness and testimony to those who do not know Christ of that hope that lies within us? That is a humbling thought, to realize that he wants to use us to, in this process of reconciling the world to himself. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, and he's, in all the ways that he probably could have, never really thought about that, the ways that he could have used to bring the gospel to the world, he wants to use us. And as I relate to the Gideon ministry, you know, I can testify personally that I've been a Gideon for about 10 years. My wife and I joined about 10 years ago. And as I've been involved in the Gideon ministry, I can truly say that it has been used in my life to cause me to grow spiritually and to be a greater witness to those that are without, and that awareness. There are several ways in which that has occurred, but through the Gideon ministry and sharing God's word, distributing God's word, God has truly has blessed us and given us many opportunities to share. As we think about the Gideon ministry, the Gideons have been in existence for over 100 years, but the purpose of the Gideon ministry has never changed, and that is that to see men and women, boys and girls, come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our theme verse is Isaiah 55:11, which basically says that God will not return void to his word that goes forth. And as I think about that, I think of the story of missionaries Bill and Betty Bray. They were missionaries in the Philippines. And back in 1969, they decided to visit this remote island that was habited, Romblon Island in the Philippines. They set out on their personal sailboat with the intention, intention to go out when they arrived there, to go house to house and start talking to the people about Jesus. And so they did that, and as they visited those houses, to much to their delight and to their surprise, they already knew about Jesus, and they were true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole village. And as people invited them in for food and fellowship, they learned the story that during World War II, a Navy lifeboat washed ashore on the island. One of the elder men found a New Testament in that lifeboat that was placed by the Gideons. This man knew enough English that he began reading the New Testament. He became convicted of his sin and accepted Christ as his Savior. He shared his faith with his family, then shared his faith with the village, and the whole village come to know Christ as their Savior. Today there are many thriving home churches on that island. You know, and I don't know what a little Gideon New Testament cost back there during World War II. I don't imagine it was very much, but today we can buy these for $1.30 or $130. We'll send 100 of these anywhere in the world. But just think of that, the investment there, and the return on that investment. One Gideon New Testament, maybe it was a quarter back then, you know, and many souls came to know Christ as their Savior. Well, who are the Gideons? We are business and professional men who are truly born again and love the Lord, and members of local churches just like this one. And we carry out the Gideon ministry in a couple different ways. We are encouraged to be personal witnesses, and we use the Gideon New Testament to do that. We're encouraged to buy these on our own in the front. There are helps in the front. If you're discouraged or fearful or whatever, there are scripture references to find God's remedy for that particular situation. In the back is the verses in God's plan of salvation, and we're encouraged to use that as we hand these out to lead people to Christ. One of our members of our Gideons, Bill Meyer from the North Camp, has volunteered to work with the parolees from the prison system, and he takes on one or two men and witnesses, or helps them along personally and mentors them. And he was able to just recently lead the fellow he's working with to Christ as a Savior, and now he doesn't have a vehicle, so Bill picks him up for church. He's attending church with him every week faithfully. So that is one way that, as Gideons, we're encouraged to carry those in our pocket wherever we go and share the word of God with those that are without. The other way in which we carry out this ministry, and you are more familiar with, is that we place scriptures. This is a hotel Bible, and we are now active in 191 countries, placing God's word in hotels and motels, also distributing Bibles in hospitals and nursing homes, putting them also in the police departments, and also distributing New Testaments to nursing personnel, to the military, and also to schools. There was a time when the Gideons were allowed in the public school, could go right in the classroom, and perhaps some of you maybe have received a Gideon New Testament when you were in grade school in the fifth grade. But now, as you know, we cannot do that openly all the time. Some places we still are able to do that, but we do have major distributions at colleges and universities, and so we carry out God's plan that way by distributing God's word in all those various places. Every September we have an opportunity to go into the Detroit area. The camps in the Detroit area are not very strong, and there are many hotels and schools, and so I myself, and along with some of the other Gideons, had the opportunity to distribute God's word in the schools. We're not allowed on school property, but if, like I was at one middle school, it was almost all, entirely all black students, but we were able to stand on the sidewalk and the buses pulled up and on the street, and we were able to stand on the public sidewalk when all the children came out, and we can hand them then the New Testaments. And it is amazing, I've been amazed that the black children in the Detroit area are very receptive to God's word. I've been at a couple of major universities, and you get about maybe 40 or 50%, excuse me, of the students that will accept the New Testament on the college campuses. But this last fall, I was at Wayne Community College on East Campus. Most of the students there are black, and it was amazing that as I offered New Testaments to those coming to the classes, there was very few that declined to accept the New Testament, and most of those that said, well, I already have one. So the black children, black students in Detroit are very receptive to God's word. Well, how can you be a part of this ministry? I've already expressed my appreciation for you supporting the Gideon ministry. You can pray for the Gideon ministry. Pray that for those Bibles that are placed in those hotels and motels and various places, traffic lanes of life, will be used, and God and souls will be saved. You can pray that, you know, we could reach the schools. We haven't, in our camp area, the South St. Clair County, we have not, since I've been at Gideon, actually distributed New Testaments to any of the elementary schools. So we haven't looked into that somewhat, but have not yet done that. You can pray for the finances to purchase the Bibles. Last year, nationwide, worldwide, we distributed over 76 million copies of God's Word. And we cannot do that without the financial support of Christians like you and churches like you. And that's why we come to present the work. And so we thank you. You know, not always in our country today, and are people very receptive or eager for God's word. But I'd like to tell you the story of a Gideon camp in Malawi. The Gideons there just had five schools to distribute scriptures to, and they, or actually six, they distributed five different schools. It was the end of the day, and they had one more school to deliver to, but it was in a very remote area and difficult to get to, so they called the central school office and asked if they would have permission to distribute at that school. And they gained that permission, but said that, you know, if the children wanted Bibles to come to that central office there, and they would be there the next morning. But if they didn't come, they'd have to wait a year before there would be another opportunity. So the Gideons made their way out to this remote area, the Central District Education Office. They arrived there about 9:30. They had to wait 2 hours, and then the children began coming. And then the teacher said, well, would you mind waiting another half an hour and giving the children a time to rest? And so they did. It took them about an hour to distribute the New Testaments, but as they found out why they were giving the opportunity for the children to rest is to realize that those children got up at 3 a.m. and walked about 20 miles to that central office to receive a New Testament. And there were 874 children that New Testaments given out that day. So they had to walk over 40 miles that day to there and back to receive a New Testament. Oh, that there were a thirst for God's word here in our country, huh? Another way that you can help support the Gideons is through our Gideon card program. You have a rack in the back there. My wife is going to be in the back with, she has a display there and can explain a little bit more to you. But the use of it, we began using the my wife and I giving Bibles, and especially when a loved one or friend passed away, rather than buying flowers, you buy Bibles, and that way you provide Bibles for the world. And that's one way that you can help us raise the funds to purchase all those Bibles. And so my wife will give you more information back there if you're interested. Those cards are available. We encourage you to take them and use them. You've already taken an offering for the Gideons, and we do thank you, but if you weren't here last Sunday or weren't prepared, you can use the bulletin insert and make a direct contribution to the Gideons. Just follow the instructions inside. You can use your credit card or check in there, put it in the envelope that's pre-addressed. You can drop it in the mail, or you could give it to me at the end of the service. We are always looking for men and women to join us in this Gideon ministry, and so if you are a business or professional who would be interested in investigating the Gideon ministry, we're having a dinner meeting on Tuesday night, and for that very purpose, would love to have you come and learn more about the Gideon ministry, have you join with us in this ministry. The Gideons International has a goal of, by the year 2020, to be distributing 100 million copies of God's Word every year. And like I said, we are this past year over 76 million. So as every year that increases, I believe we're going to make our goal of 100 million per year. I'd like to share with you, there was a school distribution down in Birmingham, Alabama, and to school children, and just like to read you the thank yous that the children sent to Gideon headquarters. Thank you for the New Testament Bibles you gave us. It was very thoughtful, kind, and generous. Thank you. Michaela Layton. Thank you for the Bibles. I keep mine in my back pocket to keep me out of trouble. Anthony Johnson. I really appreciate the Holy Bible. I really love the Bible because I love reading God's Word, and I want to say thank you. Ilea, I guess it's pronounced Bryce. Thank you for the Bibles. You don't have to do that, but it's so sweet of you. God bless you. You are the best people I have ever seen. Ladarius Thomas. Thank you for the Bible. I read a verse from it every night before I go to bed. Karaba Howard. Thank you for giving me my classmates the Bibles. They were very nice. My mom and my teacher said they are a map for our lives. God will bless you for what you do. Tasha Evans, thank you for the New Testament Bible you gave me. Nobody has ever given me a Bible before. Thank you. that was for Denante Curry. So just as much as these children and children all over the world say thank you to the Gideons, I relay that thank you to you, because without your help, your prayers, this ministry couldn't go on. And if Darren would come and get that DVD ready, I'd just like to preface it by saying that this testimony was given at the International Convention a couple summers ago. He is a young Muslim boy. He grew up in a Muslim home, and so as much as he's speaking to the Gideons International, like I shared before, you know, our thanks goes on. He thanks the Gideons. Our thanks goes. We carry that on to you, because without you, you know, we can't carry out this ministry. And you know that New Testament that man found in the lifeboat. You know, we don't know who placed that in that lifeboat, but you know, God knows, and one day in eternity we will know. You know, all the blessings of those Bibles that have been placed in the ones that you helped purchase. So I thank you again, and pray that the Lord would bless you here as you Remain faithful to the Lord. Thank you.
Ready?